Julius at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What constitutes infrastructure? There seems to be an argument going on all across the country, in particular in our nation's capital. The president's trying to portray infrastructure as child care, free junior college, and a whole lot more. We're going to talk with a guy that knows a lot about infrastructure. He's Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And I'll just tell you, I think they're trying to create something out of nothing. I'm talking about the Biden administration. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up in our next segment right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 as we check out our traffic cams, and the right lane is temporarily blocked. That's Interstate 15 northbound between Tropicana and Flamingo. There was an earlier fire there, but it's still in the cleanup phase. You're backed up to a sunset there on 15 north. Also heavy on the south side at Sahara on the 15. There's a crash. That's on the left shoulder on the southern beltway. Multiple vehicles involved in that one. That's 215 eastbound at Green Valley. And your bumper-to-bumper 215 eastbound, that's at St. Rose. And do expect some reduced speeds on the 515 as well. That's westbound at Charleston. And you'll touch the brakes there. 215 westbound at Tanea.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, their series against the Minnesota Wild, even 1-1 after the first two games were in Las Vegas. Now they are headed to St. Paul for the next two games. The Wild are 6-2-2 against the Golden Knights this season, 12-3-3 against them since Vegas entered the NHL in the 2017-2018 season. And Minnesota is 6-0-2 all-time at home against the Golden Knights. So we'll see how they do this weekend. UNLV baseball, they are getting set to wrap up the regular season this weekend as they will take on Fresno State. The two teams will play two games coming up on Saturday and then a single game on Sunday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us on this Thursday edition. Paul Eno staying over, the CEO of Nevada Trucking. And because your members use our infrastructure every day, 24/7, 365 days a year, you probably have as good a perspective as anybody on this whole notion of what constitutes infrastructure. Is it child care? Is it a free junior college? What in your view, is a legitimate use of federal funds for, quote, infrastructure?
Ken, I think infrastructure are those things that we all benefit from. Now, whether you use a road or not, you benefit from what goes on that road. You know, whether you you go and fill up your gas tank. I mean, those pipelines, which tend to be private mostly. There's a benefit, ultimately to you as a citizen. There's a benefit for that network for our national defense. So, when I think about infrastructure, I think about those things that have that greater benefit for how everything runs. And, I know it's not sexy. And, I'm going to give Governor Sisolak a lot of credit. He gave, a couple weeks ago now, talking about the federal dollars, saying, hey, we have things we need to do in terms of infrastructure for our state, some places that we need to invest. Dieter, when you look at the computer system that they didn't have and the amount of fraud that we weren't able to detect, and, I'm hearing that, 50% or more of billions of dollars in benefits that we gave out to the same kind of people that were attacking Colonial Pipeline. The DMV. We have a DMV system today that runs on COBOL. Now, COBOL was a computer code that I think Charles Babbage, maybe hyperbolic on that, embedded. But I mean, this is stuff that, was old when I was born, in 1975. Trying to find somebody who can program in COBOL today is tremendously difficult, and they can name their price. So, the infrastructure to, build those systems up, that has a benefit for all of us. So, I would rather look at infrastructure in the broad sense as opposed to, once again, that sense where it becomes, you know, very personal.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's great, you know, when people want to have families and raise children. I mean, I think that is a great thing for the future of this country. But, you know, is the child care, you know, is that infrastructure? No, that's something else.
So as an organization, are you supporting the $1.8 trillion package, or would you like to see something that is roads, bridges, broadband for $550 billion?
You know, we're looking at, you know, honestly, there was a plan, an infrastructure plan that the American Trucking Association supported last year that Peter DeFazio from Oregon, the chair of the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee, moved forward with. We're supporting a plan that's more in line with that. And, you know, Kevin, I really do hope that, you know, all this other stuff is just noise and we have serious people who want to do serious things in terms of infrastructure here and, you know, not get bogged down in that debate. But, yeah, looking at roads and bridges and broadband and pipelines and maritime, because, you know, it all does, you know, work together to have a greater benefit on all of it.
And what is your sense of the chances of that being adopted? Do you think that the Biden administration, do they sound to you like a group that is hell-bent on doing the big package?
Well, I think so, but I mean, I think that they're also going to run into opposition to be able to get that done. You know, Kevin, I think the goofiest thing to me in terms of this debate is we're okay with, hey, we want to do infrastructure, but when it comes to paying for it, we don't really look at the best methods to pay for it. You know, I mean, we have Republicans, you know, John Cornyn talking about the vehicle miles traveled. Right now in Oregon, that's the only state that really has a vehicle miles travel tax that they're, that's, you know, semi-fleshed out. I won't even say fully, but semi-fleshed out. The overhead on that is 40%. 40%. When I look at infrastructure, you know, roads and bridges, to me, we have the best method to pay for it today. And that's a fuel tax. We haven't raised a fuel tax in this country since 1993. And to me, that really doesn't serve our country well. I mean, on a state level in Nevada, we haven't raised it since 1992. So why is a fuel tax such an awful thing to do? I mean, people want to do a VMT, you know, where everybody has a chip in their vehicle and we end up paying in Silicon Valley, big tech, a huge amount of money to collect that. We end up paying credit cards, crazy service charges in order to collect that. Or you want to do something where 97 cents of every dollar collected goes back to pay for infrastructure. I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer. And people will tell me, well, hey, what about electric vehicles? Well, we can make electric vehicles, especially, you know, the charging systems that my folks would have to use to charge a 18-wheeler. We can make that work in the current system that we have. You know, every kind of fuel, Kevin, is taxed on a diesel gallon equivalent. Diesel has the most energy of any type of fuel. It has more energy than gasoline, than propane, than natural gas. You can convert a kilowatt hour to a gallon of diesel. 1 gallon of diesel equals 40.3 kilowatt hours. We can put that in our tax code. We can tax a kilowatt hour. It's a lot better to me going down that road using the same system that has worked in this country for 100 years as opposed to with something totally different where we're going to be collecting more money from taxpayers who are ultimately going to see less of a benefit.
Yeah.
You didn't think I'd be on here advocating for higher taxes, did you, Kevin?
Well, all I know is cars are going a lot further on a gallon of gas, and that means they're not buying as much gas. It means they're not paying the fuel taxes, and so they're trying to find a different way of collecting that money and having it go towards infrastructure, roads, bridges,
well,
things
I
like
mean,
that.
We can fix that, too. I mean, and you've done it in Clark County. We've done it in Washoe County for an index fuel tax. You know, that's something that we've been able that's a hump that we've been able to get over as well. So, you know, I think it just takes serious people that want to do something to solve the problem.
Paul, I tell you, every time I talk to you, I end up learning something. That's why I love having you on. Thank you so much, my friend. Thanks for staying a little longer. I wanted to make sure we got into this whole infrastructure debate. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, Kevin, always good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, man. That's my friend Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking. How we do the money doesn't really matter as long as we're not trying to screw anybody over. Namely, the taxpayer. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I want you to hear Steve Scalise. He is the second in command in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. He's a congressman from Louisiana. He was on with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business this morning, and I just happened to catch it. And this is about the infrastructure bill that we were talking about with Paul Enos. And this bill is going nowhere because it just doesn't make any sense to anybody. But I want you to hear Steve Scalise in his own words, the congressman from Louisiana. Here we go.
My phones are ringing off the hook of people calling, going, if only we had more IRS agents. You know, that and more meter maids in our downtown cities are what people beg us to do. My God, I mean, how out of touch is Joe Biden when that's what he thinks is job creation? You know, how about you help businesses get back up and running? Every small business in our communities are looking for workers, and Joe Biden is paying people not to work. 8 million jobs going unfilled. Look, you were there in the White House when we did maybe one of the most powerful pieces of legislation to help families to rebuild our middle class, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and they want to destroy that. They want to literally put a new tax on low-income jobs, because those will be the first jobs to go, as you know, if we raise taxes. I hope we don't. We're fighting to prevent Joe Biden from raising taxes, but that's what he wants to do, raise taxes on hardworking families and hire more IRS agents in Washington.
Yeah, wow. I just love that. By the way, in my time, Steve, which goes back a ways, this has been tried so many times by presidents who are looking for revenues to finance, you know, phony bookkeeping to finance some worthless project or whatever. But I do want to ask you, talking to some people, friends of ours, I must say, you know them as well as I do, and reading the reports, it doesn't really sound like this infrastructure bipartisan compromise is really going anyplace. You got a bunch of left-wing Democrats, I read, who are now saying, let's stop talking to the Republicans and just get on with it. So what do you think? What are you hearing? Your ears to the ground.
Yeah, Larry, you know, Joe Biden talked about unity a lot during the campaign. He has yet to follow through on that. He's not done anything to work with Republicans in an earnest way to get things done. But look, we're working on our own plan that actually has been based on many bipartisan negotiations in the past to do real infrastructure. And I'm talking about roads, bridges, ports, seaways, and broadband, and to fully pay for it without tax increases. You can actually do that. And oh, by the way, you need a reform, and you know this too. You need to reform some of these environmental regulations, the Endangered Species Act, NEPA laws, things that drag projects that should take 2 years to out to 10 years. It makes a lot of infrastructure projects impossible just dealing with the red tape. Reform that too. And if you do that, you could get a bipartisan deal. You talk about raising taxes, unionizing home healthcare workers and calling that infrastructure. Count me out. And frankly, I think there are a lot more Democrats that realize Pelosi's already made them walk the plank on a lot of really radical socialist votes so far. I think we're going to win the House back regardless. But I think they're running out of an ability to drag Democrats into so many more bad votes. Right now, they don't have the votes to raise taxes. We're trying to work hard to ensure they're not able to get that done.
That's Steve Scalise, the congressman from Louisiana, on with Larry Kudlow this morning in the early morning hours on Fox Business Channel. I agree with Steve Scalise on a couple of different issues. A, I don't think they're going to have the votes to be able to pass, you know, this huge infrastructure package. I think it's absolutely dead in the water in the Senate. We also are finding that January 6th the 9/11-like commission, that is going to probably die a slow and painful death in the United States Senate. It just ain't going to happen. I'm going to be fascinated to see what they do in August, and if in the Senate they try and bring up reconciliation and bust up the filibuster. Don't know if they're going to be successful, but we'll find out. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, our inching ever closer edition of Live and Local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Does applying for a mortgage feel like a chore? Call 529-2444. At GFL Capital, we'll open the door. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV license MB4265, NMLS 64367.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store, located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest, I don't know if you've seen these, the e-bikes. The electric bikes are really cool. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. Coming up, I'm so excited, Heidi Harris is going to join us. You hear her weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. We now know that June 1st, we're at 100% capacity. It's a whole new ball game. Everything is to the pre-pandemic levels. I mean, this. I am so excited. And can I tell you,